Chapter 2. Preparing the Troops. Nutrition. Nehemiah and his men had to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem while the battle raged. He stationed troops both to battle and to build. The Bible says in Nehemiah 4, verse 16, "And it came about from that day on that half of my servants carried on the work, while half of them held the spears, the shields, the bows, and the breastplates." Just like Nehemiah, you too may need to address the enemies of your health with a two-pronged approach. To experience God's divine health, you may need to both rebuild and fend off the attack simultaneously. Nutrition is a key factor in this approach. Your immune system, which comprises the walls of defense for your health, is largely dependent upon you to provide it with the proper nourishment it requires to do its job. The armed forces would never send troops into battle with food rations of candy and cookies and little else. A conquering force must be sustained and built up with healthy food. Your immune system is no different. It deserves the very best preparation for the daily battle it must wage against germs, viruses, and other invaders. In addition to being built up and strengthened with the right nutrition, certain foods exist that will actually help your body fight off an attack of the cold, flu, or sinus infection, the two-pronged approach. So let's turn now and examine how nutrition can help your body win its battle. In order for your immune system to work at peak efficiency, it needs certain nutrients and foods to fuel all its different areas and functions. Can you imagine sending a soldier into battle and simply giving him a pocket knife and a BB gun? In essence, that's what many of us do when we feed our bodies sugar, highly processed carbohydrates, bad fats, fried foods, and foods to which we are allergic or sensitive. Certain foods can actually impair the immune system, sabotaging its effectiveness. Sugar is at the top of the list. High sugar consumption severely impairs your immune system's ability to function. Yet, in 1999, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that the average American consumed approximately 150 pounds of sugar per year. The USDA projects that if consumption trends continue at their current rate, added sugar intake may increase as much as 20% by the year 2005. That's more sugar than many people actually weigh. Not only cakes, pies, and cookies are loaded with sugar, but sugar is also a hidden ingredient in many other foods, such as ketchup, salad dressings, and breads. In fact, many consumers are completely unaware that sugar is a main ingredient in hundreds of processed and packaged foods. It comes disguised under terms such as high fructose corn syrup, barley malt, rice syrup, maple syrup, concentrated juice, beets, honey, and more. A diet high in sugar makes a person more susceptible to colds, flu, and sinus infections. In addition, it provides empty calories, no minerals, no vitamins, no antioxidants, and no protein. Yet, your immune system depends upon you to supply it with the adequate, health-building materials it needs to keep you healthy. For almost a century, scientists have known that diabetics were more susceptible than non-diabetics to infections. However, in 1942, researchers discovered that diabetics' white blood cells were unusually sluggish. Further studies have shown that the more sugar an individual eats, the less effective his or her white blood cells become. Simple sugars have been shown to lower phagocytosis by 50%. You'll recall that.